So, next up, when I grow up, I want a beard just like his. He runs a little something called the BAM, the Youth Slam. It's for up-and-coming slammers from ages 12 to 19. And I don't know how he's going to feel about me telling you this, but he's got a stash of lightsabers in his basement. I'm telling you, it's awesome. I want to visit the guy, but I don't want him to feel used, because every time I come over, I'm just going to go downstairs and play with his lightsabers. But in addition to that, he's a fantastic colleague, and everybody loves him in the poetry scene. Please give a hand for Yehuda Fisher, everybody.
Hey, guys. So, first and foremost, yes, it's true. And she liked it. And if you didn't get that reference, you're in the wrong fucking room tonight, guys. It's awesome to be back here. The art bar is he's explaining the joke. If you have to explain the joke, it's just, it's... Everyone give a hand to the guy who just got it. All right, so I'm going to do a couple of mine. I'm going to do some haikus, and I'm going to do a cover. I'm going to start with a haiku. This one's for Mike Bryant. You have all the grace of a chorus of Wookiees singing... Superman gets dumped. Faster than a speeding bullet. Not always good. Elizabeth May applies to work in the States. Is denied green card. Thank you to both of you who got that. Elizabeth May, leader of the Green Party. All right. Drunk at 3 a.m., walking home, nowhere to pee, mind over bladder. What part of drunk at 3 a.m. did you not get? All right. So I'm going to break right into a cover poem, and this is, yes, I am a big geek, so I have it on my iPhone. Yes, and I have the bat signal as my wallpaper. Geek, thank you very much. I will explain later. This is a poem by a poet and a good friend of mine from Vancouver by the name of Chris Gilpin. Dear Sasquatch, stop avoiding me. I know you're out there. You know that. Sasquatch, since you've been gone, my houseplants have been giving me the silent treatment. My heartstrings have all fallen out of tune. Since you've been gone, the posture of my penis is just one more economic indicator with which to measure the health of the nations. Shit, since you've been gone, white people are getting whiter. My balls are getting bluer, and the 2010 Olympics are murdering your good name. They've cutified you into Quatchy, Teletubby of the British Columbian forest, who wears earmuffs, falls over easily, and squeaks, "Shop with Quatchy." He did when you clicked over him on the website. But contempt is far too easy. I know you know I've sensed you out there, standing in line at London Drugs trying to buy a crimper and some scrunchies while everyone looks the other way, except for the cashier who looks straight through you. Sweet, noble Sasquatch, contempt is too easy. Come back to me. I won't apologize for the time I called your sister abominable. But each night I will phone Grouse Mountain, asking them to blink out a Morse code "I miss you" with their ski hill floodlights. Start a forest fire near Whistler if you feel the same. I have biked down countless alleyways trying to read the calligraphy in the concrete for directions to your Church of the Invisible. Bring me your shabby Bible with its tissue-thin pages. I will build us a home. I worry, though. I worry that you're right here and I'm just not looking quietly enough to see you. I'm like the backseat brat on a cross-country drive, constantly asking, "Are we there, Yeti? Are we there, Yeti? Are we there, Yeti?" without ever looking out the window. Dear Sasquatch, I have no address for you, so I'm reading this open letter at open mics. I know it will reach you eventually. You're the kind of creature who comes to events like these, sits in the corner writing confessional poetry. Sasquatch, if you're here, please stand up and tell us your story. Thank you. Kinky border guard. Fails to declare goods, cuffs and frisks himself. let's see, do I want to do another haiku? Do I remember another haiku? I had one. It's gone. I suck. Was that it? No, but that would have been a good one. It started out as an ordinary conversation on a sunny day in Victoria. She said something about computers, and I explained the difference between IDE and serial ATA. She said something about music, and I started listing off the dozen or so instruments that I play. She mentioned something about cooking, and I explained what a mirepoix was, and then she said something about video games, and I retold my Warhammer story, which is epic, by the way. And somewhere between D10s and fountain pens, it happened. I was dubbed the Meta Geek. Meta, from the Latin meaning many, and geek meaning geek. A multifaceted geek. Okay, look, she might have actually said meta nerd, but I've always preferred the term geeks, because while nerds are well-versed on a particular subject, the subject in question is often something obscure, like post-surrealist, modernist, dadaist paintings, or Baroque instruments, or math. And geeks tend to be versed on slightly out of mainstream, but still socially acceptable topics, like cooking and role-playing games and math. Besides, geeks tend to have some social skills. So I took this compliment as any self-respecting geek might, and I squee, and beamed a smile at her like a child getting his first wee. And so I thought, I must only use this power for good, because with great power comes great responsibility, and my prime directive shall be truth, justice, and the geek way. That's right, I can hit you with more pop culture references than a Family Guy double feature. I can bring a computer back from the brink of blue screen of death simply by staring at it. Power gamers tremble when I enter a room, and librarians are always trying to check me out. For I am the meta geek, and sometimes even I forget which stories happened in game and which ones happened in real life. But then it hit me. Meta geek. Meta geek? Metatron? Holy digital deity, Batman! Have I been dubbed the voice of the geek gods? Do ancient geek spirits now commune to the rest of humanity through me? I mean, you'd think this thing would be done virtually nowadays, but hey, I wasn't complaining. But I was starting to wonder, who would this geek god be? Okay, well, there's Bill Gates, right? Founder of Microsoft, personal computer age, generally the richest man on the planet, but then again, his divinity would stall and crash until you could download the right patches, and you might have to sacrifice your worldly good for his genuine advantage. Then there's Marie Curie, creator of the... she discovered two elements. She was the first person to win two Nobel Prizes. And let's face it, geeky chicks are kind of hot. And there's Gary Gygax. He invented D&D, the world's most popular tabletop role-playing game. Unfortunately, he also laid the foundation for millions of wowtards to become entrenched in their parents' basement. At the very least, D&D required some human interaction. And then there's Gene Roddenberry. He created a utopian future for all with war, poverty, and famine eliminated. But then would I have to learn Klingon to read the Ten Commandments? Oh, come on. Who doesn't know live long and... Geeks in the house. Well, maybe there's Grace Hopper, there's Joss Whedon, there's Bill Nye the Science Guy. And if you don't know these names, guys, just Google it. However it plays out, I look forward to fulfilling my role as Metageek. I will be a voice for the Vulcan, a crusader for the coders, a guide for the gamers, and a mega supporter of the musicians. I will not be obsolete in 6 months. I will not be replaced by Metageek 2.0, for I am ever changing, ever evolving, ever leveling up, and ever geeking out. For I am the Metageek. Thank you very much.
Give it up for Yehuda Fisher, everybody. The ultimate meta geek. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's just awesome. That's my word for today. Remember Pee-wee's Playhouse when he had the word of the day and he'd say it and everybody'd freak out? Let's try that. Awesome. Yeah. I heard they're bringing back Pee-wee's Playhouse for like one episode or something like that, and they're using the original cast members. So that woman, I forget her name, Ipatha, she's on Law & Order. She was the male lady. She's gonna be there, and Lawrence Fishburne's gonna be back, and it's gonna be cool. It might be on a Tuesday night, so I'd recommend you guys come back here to hear poetry.